The post that's leading Hacker News today comes from a security researcher named Roman, writing at roman.pt. And the title is simply, A Backdoor in a LinkedIn Job Offer. 1,252 points, 227 comments. The core of the story is that the attack arrived disguised as a legitimate job recruitment process. Someone posing as a recruiter sent what appeared to be a standard LinkedIn connection and job opportunity. When Roman engaged with the supposed hiring process, reviewing what looked like a technical assessment or onboarding document, the payload executed.
What's striking from a business risk perspective is how targeted and patient this kind of attack is. This isn't spam. This isn't phishing 1,000 people hoping one clicks. This is adversarial social engineering that requires understanding your target's professional identity, their career aspirations, the kind of technical work they do. The attacker researched Roman specifically, crafted an approach that would feel credible to someone with his background, and waited.
The technical side is where it gets really instructive for developers. The backdoor itself was embedded in what appeared to be a legitimate document or repository. The details in the post suggest it was a project review or code sample scenario, which is an extremely common part of technical hiring. And here's the insidious part. Developers are conditioned to run code in hiring contexts. You get a take-home assignment, you clone a repo, you run the setup script. That workflow is completely normalized. An attacker who understands that workflow can exploit the exact moment when your guard is lowest.
The HN comments are full of people sharing their own near misses and established security practices. Several commenters noted that running take-home assessments in isolated VMs or containers should be considered standard hygiene at this point, not paranoia. And there are some sobering observations that the sophistication required for this attack is well within reach of nation-state actors who have a specific interest in targeting security researchers, which is exactly who Roman is.
There's a geopolitical layer here worth naming. The targeting of security researchers through fake job offers is a documented tactic used by North Korean threat actors specifically. Google's Threat Analysis Group has published on this. The pattern involves creating elaborate fake personas, sometimes with years of buildup on social media, building credibility before making contact. LinkedIn's professional graph makes it an extremely attractive platform for this kind of operation. Because every connection, every endorsement, every job history detail adds to the perceived legitimacy.
Which puts LinkedIn in an uncomfortable position, because the platform's value proposition is built on professional trust. The same features that make it useful for legitimate hiring, detailed professional histories, mutual connection networks, the implicit credibility that comes with a well-maintained profile, are the same features that make sophisticated fake personas convincing. The company has been investing in detection for inauthentic accounts, but the economics still favor the attacker. It costs almost nothing to build a fake recruiter profile. The cost of a successful attack on a high-value target can be enormous.
The practical takeaways from the thread are worth summarizing. Never run code from a hiring process outside of a disposable environment. Treat any download that's part of a job application as potentially hostile, even if the company looks legitimate. Verify recruiter identities through channels you initiate, call the main company number, look up the HR team on the corporate website independently. And if something about the process feels slightly off, too fast, too eager, too willing to skip normal steps, that instinct is probably worth following.
The broader pattern here connects to something we've discussed before. As more of professional life moves through a small number of dominant platforms, those platforms become high-value attack surfaces. Not because the platforms are negligent, but because concentration creates leverage. One vulnerability in a trusted context propagates everywhere that context reaches.